This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Money Matters is brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. Liver flukes are a growing problem for cattle producers. We'll have more right after this.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
Previously only an issue for cattle producers in the wet regions of the Gulf and Pacific coasts, liver flukes have become a growing problem for producers across the country. David Sherburn, professional services veterinarian with Boehringer Ingelheim, said liver flukes are hard to detect since many cattle don't exhibit outward symptoms.
Yeah, so a liver fluke is an internal parasite, so very similar to a brown stomach worm or a homuncus or some of the other internal worms that producers might be accustomed to. And they function the same way. I mean, they pretty much decrease the efficiency of that animal. So, you know, decreased weight gains, poorer carcasses, decreased reproductive values, less conception. But those are things that, you know, you don't see unless you're measuring them. You can't look at a cow and see if she's got liver flukes or not. But they will go in and they'll pick those up off the pasture. You know, they will migrate through the liver and they'll destroy the liver. And that's kind of one of the bigger issues that happens with that decrease in productivity is destruction of liver tissue.
Sherburn said the best management tip for liver flukes is to do some diagnostic testing.
The easiest thing to do is just some diagnostic testing to make, you know, if you're worried about flukes or worms, simplest thing is do a fecal egg count test to see if you've either got a high worm load or liver flukes present. Know your cattle source. If you're bringing in cattle from somewhere else, you know, talk with the producer, see what their herd health history was in the past. And that's kind of one of the few ways, and that kind of leads into the biosecurity a little bit as well.
For more information, visit bi-animalhealth.com. For Money Matters, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.